This recording accompanies the Language B Standard Level Examination, Paper 2, Listening Comprehension for English, November 2022.
Cet enregistrement accompagne l'examen de langue B, niveau moyen, épreuve 2, compréhension orale d'anglais, novembre 2022.
Esta grabación acompaña el examen de lengua B, nivel medio, prueba 2, comprensión auditiva, D, inglés, noviembre 2022.
The start and end of each audio text will be indicated by this sound.
Le début et la fin de chaque texte audio seront indiqués par ce son.
El inicio y el final de cada texto de audio se indicarán con este sonido.
The end of the examination will be indicated by this sound.
La fin de l'examen sera indiquée par ce son.
El final del examen se indicará con este sonido.
Text A. You now have 4 minutes to read the questions.
You are going to hear a speech by a chief of police.
It has been a pleasure to serve you and your community as chief of police for the last 7 years. As I retire, one question people ask is whether I achieved all my goals. The answer is, I would still like to see policing become unnecessary. You might think it strange, but I think the best way to do this is to spend less money on the police and more money on reducing poverty. In my experience, the reason for much low-level crime is a lack of money. If your parents had low-paid jobs, then you probably believe you will be poor too. And you may have no confidence in the future. This happens when you can't see the many choices I believe we all have in our lives. Some people believe government money is the answer, but I believe opportunities for all are even more important. This is especially true for young people, because they create the future. For example, I would spend money on business training for young people. They have creativity, which you need to succeed in this field. Such success is a good thing because it sets a good example for others. All this costs money, but I believe it would be money well spent. If I had $5 billion, I would spend $1 billion on policing and $4 billion on creating employment opportunities. This is important because when there are legal jobs and other opportunities, it is much less likely that people will turn to crime. So finally, what next for me? I am going to work as a volunteer with a youth business organization to give back to our society.
You now have 2 minutes before you hear the recording for a second and final time.
It has been a pleasure to serve you and your community as chief of police for the last 7 years. As I retire, one question people ask is whether I achieved all my goals. The answer is, I would still like to see policing become unnecessary. You might think it strange, but I think the best way to do this is to spend less money on the police and more money on reducing poverty. In my experience, the reason for much low-level crime is a lack of money. If your parents had low-paid jobs, then you probably believe you will be poor too. And you may have no confidence in the future. This happens when you can't see the many choices I believe we all have in our lives. Some people believe government money is the answer, but I believe opportunities for all are even more important. This is especially true for young people because they create the future. For example, I would spend money on business training for young people. They have creativity, which you need to succeed in this field. Such success is a good thing because it sets a good example for others. All this costs money, but I believe it would be money well spent. If I had $5 billion, I would spend $1 billion on policing and $4 billion on creating employment opportunities. This is important because when there are legal jobs and other opportunities, it is much less likely that people will turn to crime. So finally, what next for me? I am going to work as a volunteer with a youth business organization to give back to our society.
You now have 2 minutes to finish answering the questions.
Text B. You now have 4 minutes to read the questions.
You are going to hear Mark and Kelly discussing which cottage to book for their family vacation in New Zealand.
Look, Mark, isn't this cottage in Punakaiki great for our vacation? Right by the beach with spacious rooms?
Let's see. Yeah, it does have the same setting as the one we always booked in Whitehorse Bay, except that this one in Punakaiki doesn't have a garden.
Who needs a garden when you have an indoor pool?
Yeah, fair enough.
I really like this place in Punakaiki. Look, and there are a few restaurants and a big supermarket just nearby. The one in Whitehorse Bay is quite far from the town center.
Yes, but don't you remember? There are a couple of dairies just around the corner if we need bread, eggs, and everything we need to make dinners.
Oh, that's right. And the kitchen in Whitehorse Bay is fully equipped with everything we need. But this one in Punakaiki doesn't come with a dishwasher. All the cleaning will be a hassle.
Why don't we book both places for now and decide later? They both offer free cancellation, I assume.
Not this one in Punakaiki, I'm afraid. There'll be a small penalty if we back out later.
That's fine. Let's just go ahead and send in a request for now.
Sure. So we'll check in on December 24th and leave on January 3rd. And number of guests, that'll be two of us, the two kids, and zero infants.
My parents might join us. Let's make it four adults.
Okay. That's done. And I'll ask for two extra duvets in the special notes box, just in case it gets chilly at night.
Sounds good.
By the way, there's a sand sculpture festival on the last day of our stay. Shall we go?
Why not? Then don't forget to ask for late checkout so we can take a shower before hitting the road.
Sure. Right. Anything else?
Perhaps ask if they have a tent for us to borrow. I mean, for the beach.
Good idea. Okay. All done. Let's see what they say.
You now have 2 minutes before you hear the recording for a second and final time.
Look, Mark, isn't this cottage in Punakaiki great for our vacation? Right by the beach with spacious rooms?
Let's see. Yeah, it does have the same setting as the one we always booked in Whitehorse Bay, except that this one in Punakaiki doesn't have a garden.
Who needs a garden when you have an indoor pool?
Yeah, fair enough.
I really like this place in Punakaiki. Look, and there are a few restaurants and a big supermarket just nearby. The one in Whitehorse Bay is quite far from the town center.
Yes, but don't you remember? There are a couple of dairies just around the corner if we need bread, eggs, and everything we need to make dinners.
Oh, that's right. And the kitchen in Whitehorse Bay is fully equipped with everything we need. But this one in Punakaiki doesn't come with a dishwasher. All the cleaning will be a hassle.
Why don't we book both places for now and decide later? They both offer free cancellation, I assume.
Not this one in Punakaiki, I'm afraid. There'll be a small penalty if we back out later.
That's fine. Let's just go ahead and send in a request for now.
Sure. So we'll check in on December 24th and leave on January 3rd, and number of guests, that'll be two of us, the two kids, and zero infants.
My parents might join us. Let's make it four adults.
Okay. That's done. And I'll ask for two extra duvets in the special notes box, just in case it gets chilly at night.
Sounds good.
By the way, there's a sand sculpture festival on the last day of our stay. Shall we go?
Why not? Then don't forget to ask for late checkout so we can take a shower before hitting the road.
Sure. Right. Anything else?
Perhaps ask if they have a tent for us to borrow. I mean, for the beach.
Good idea. Okay. All done. Let's see what they say.
You now have 2 minutes to finish answering the questions. Text C. You now have 4 minutes to read the questions.
You are going to hear a podcast episode about fake news on social media.
Never in human history has information traveled as fast as it does today, thanks to social media. It's common sense that some info that we get on these sites is just untruthful. In other words, fake news. Everyone should by now be alert to it then, right? Less than what you might think. Fake news is currently circulated a worrying 6 times faster than the truth. The combat against it can't wait any longer. In this week's episode, let's look at what we can do about fake news. It should come as no surprise that the most common fake news category is political news. Other popular topics are misleading investment tips, followed by rumors about pop stars, and exaggerated videos of natural disasters. While bots are known to play a key role in the spread of false stories, some researchers claim that, in fact, humans are the main culprits. Interestingly, the respondents claimed that they wouldn't have reposted the untruthful content if they'd known that it was fake. Many just forgot to fact-check first. To make things worse, while a lot of the fake content can be detected by the algorithms of social media, most of it remains intact because users can argue that such content is just their personal opinion, and removing it is a violation of their freedom of speech. In other words, although social media platforms do make an effort, their hands are tied too. So, what's the big deal? Fake news is created by dishonest people mostly to make money. I mean, they make profits through ads. It could cause harmful impacts on society, though. For example, a misleading hashtag often uses a good cause as a disguise and gains popularity fast. At the same time, it can be easily manipulated to incite hate towards a certain social group. The good news is, actions are taken by mainstream platforms. Currently, paid advertising must be labeled as such, and users have to declare any state-sponsored content. In the next phase, political ads will also be included in order to indicate potentially biased information. By 2024, all edited media will be flagged so that we can be better informed when viewing user-generated content. As users, if you've spotted something suspicious, try to find the author bio. If it doesn't exist, proceed with caution. Also, check the publication date. Sometimes a piece of content isn't fake. It just contains dated info. As a rule of thumb, think twice before hitting the share button.
You now have 2 minutes before you hear the recording for a second and final time.
Never in human history has information traveled as fast as it does today, thanks to social media. It's common sense that some info that we get on these sites is just untruthful. In other words, fake news. Everyone should by now be alert to it then, right? Less than what you might think. Fake news is currently circulated a worrying 6 times faster than the truth. The combat against it can't wait any longer. In this week's episode, let's look at what we can do about fake news. It should come as no surprise that the most common fake news category is political news. Other popular topics are misleading investment tips, followed by rumors about pop stars and exaggerated videos of natural disasters. While bots are known to play a key role in the spread of false stories, some researchers claim that, in fact, humans are the main culprits. Interestingly, the respondents claimed that they wouldn't have reposted the untruthful content if they'd known that it was fake. Many just forgot to fact-check first. To make things worse, while a lot of the fake content can be detected by the algorithms of social media, most of it remains intact because users can argue that such content is just their personal opinion, and removing it is a violation of their freedom of speech. In other words, although social media platforms do make an effort, their hands are tied too. So, what's the big deal? Fake news is created by dishonest people mostly to make money. I mean, they make profits through ads. It could cause harmful impacts on society, though. For example, a misleading hashtag often uses a good cause as a disguise and gains popularity fast. At the same time, it can be easily manipulated to incite hate towards a certain social group. The good news is, actions are taken by mainstream platforms. Currently, paid advertising must be labeled as such, and users have to declare any state-sponsored content. In the next phase, political ads will also be included in order to indicate potentially biased information. By 2024, all edited media will be flagged so that we can be better informed when viewing user-generated content. As users, if you've spotted something suspicious, try to find the author bio. If it doesn't exist, proceed with caution. Also, check the publication date. Sometimes a piece of content isn't fake. It just contains dated info. As a rule of thumb, think twice before hitting the share button.
You now have the rest of the time to finish answering the questions.